the top of the Idea Center.
A-F-A-I.
And the Lord said, let there be crap.
What's with all the crap?
It's not crap.
It's Crapinfest.
I can't believe it only comes 52 times a year.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Stop. It's hammer time.
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, Abba singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on Crap from the Past.
Shake your booty.
Shake your groove thing.
Shake your rump to the funk.
There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one Crap from the Past.
It's craptacular.
Worldwide at crapfromthepast.com and Friday nights at 10:30 on
K-F-A-I.
Does that make me a bad person that I don't particularly like that song? Perhaps. 1992, it is The Cure and Friday I Am in Love. I'll explain it in a second. But first, I'll tell you that you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at kfai.org and crapfromthepast.com. Hi, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, Crap from the Past. We do this thingy every week right here, beaming out worldwide from KFAI. It's like a graduate-level course in pop, if there ever existed such a thing. last week, oh man, I'm not going to apologize for last week's show, but I'm not so sure you're going to want to listen to that thing over and over and over again. Last week's show was dedicated to what can only be described as a novelty song, even though it was not intended as a novelty song. A song by a 13-year-old girl named Rebecca Black called Friday. Friday. Ah! It's had the most serious case of overexposure perhaps that I've ever run across in anything. But it's made worldwide, it's made the rounds. And last week's show, we dedicated entirely to the song Friday. And we played a whole lot of songs that also list days of the week, just in case you forget where they fall in the calendar. And somehow, I overlooked Friday I'm in Love by The Cure. I know, it's the most obvious thing in the world, and it just wasn't on my list. And I didn't get to it last week. I played it there for you from 1992, and I got it out of my system, because I do not like that song. I do not. No. Tonight's show, a little bit different. Shifting gears, the KFAI Pledge Drive is starting. I'll tell you more about it shortly. All right. Sit back. Relax, by the way. I did not bring in any copies of Friday by Rebecca Black, so you are free. You are free and clear. You are once again able to hold sharp objects near yourself. And if you have pacemakers and other heart conditions, you are free to listen to the radio with reckless abandon. It's okay. From 1974. From the average white band signed with Atlantic Records in 74, and that first album they put out on Atlantic was a doozy. That's that AWB album, the one that's all white with the cartoon blue silhouette of the lady with the W there. You know what I'm talking about. They, I think there are a couple of cover songs on that album. One of them, at least one of them, is a cover of an Isley Brothers song that was recorded about a year before that. From 1974, this is the average white band covering the Isley Brothers and Work to Do on Crap from the Past.
Spend Boogie Monster Gerber.
Dig that sound? Shake it around some more.
On Crap from the Past.
That's Shalimar from the summer of 1983 and a rock-solid pop record, Dead Giveaway. One of my very, very favorite pop records from that particular time. I like the fact that synthesizers were getting big. New Wave was starting to kick in. The Human League had Don't You Want Me, which really set off the whole New Wave thing all around the world. Duran Duran was big. You just had a new wavy sensibility to things. And Shalimar took those synthesizers and ran off in the opposite direction, which really is a pretty remarkable thing to do. They kept their bass player, made him do a lot of plucking on that particular song there, but that's a real bass player. It's a drum machine, because that's what people were doing in 1983. But Dead Giveaway, man, what a record. And one that's aged amazingly well, considering it's like almost 24 years. Am I doing that right? 24 years old. Yeah, that's called. No, more than that. 83. What's 2011 minus 1983? 28 years old. Wow, that's older than a lot of you at the other end of the radio. It's pretty remarkable. So I love that particular record there. And I love the fact that here on Crap from the Past, I'm able to just take a minute. It's been a full minute since I turned on the mic there and blab on about a song that came out 28 years ago and wasn't all that big a hit. It's just one that I like, one that I picked for you to listen to, and one I think deserves your attention. And I even told you why. Yeah, the recipe is fairly simple, and yet radio like you're hearing right now, awful hard to come by. Right here on KFAI, we're just beginning the KFAI fall pledge, spring pledge drive, although you wouldn't know it from all the snow on the ground. It's for the next 2 weeks, KFAI is going to try to raise $80,000, and I'm confident we can do it. And it starts officially tomorrow morning, but depending on when you're actually listening to Crap from the Past, whether you're listening in on the archives or the podcast at archive.org, you're listening to Crap from the Past when it suits you. And just think about the kind of show that we do here. The recipe is simple. I play what I want to play, and then I tell you about it, and I tell you why you should care. And really, at the very essence of it, that's the recipe for a lot of what we do, we music programmers do here on KFAI. We share stuff from our personal collections. We share our personal tastes, and that's a very rare thing. And if that means a lot to you, if somehow you've found a program or two or three here on KFAI that really turns your crank, so to speak, it's in line with your musical taste, or maybe you're discovering things and learning things from KFAI, consider supporting KFAI. Consider supporting the station that supports Crap from the Past. Go online right now, go to KFAI.org, and pledge your support. That's right. The details to follow. But that's the first of many pledge breaks we're going to be doing over the next 2 weeks there. So, Jude Cole, another particular favorite of mine. Baby It's Tonight was a smallish hit. A fondly remembered hit from 1990, but a small hit nonetheless, and should have been much bigger than it was for some reason. No other real, well, let's see, Time for Letting Go was a small hit from the album as well. But track one, we put in the CD, track one just hits you. It's nice. This probably got some airplay on rock radio stations, although I don't remember hearing it. Would have fit right in back then, and still has aged really well. This is Jude Cole from 1990. From the album A View from Third Street. This is Hallowed Ground. Go to KFAI.org right now and pledge your support. This is Crap from the Past on KFAI.
Through the shadows, darkest shade, I can still hear your voice falling down with the rain. Washing memories from the trees till this road's covered over. Sweet as rain on hallowed ground.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
Pledge drive.
On Crap from the Past.
I had to escape. The city was sticky and cruel. Maybe I should have called you first, but I was dying to get to you. I was dreaming while I drove the long straight road ahead. Could taste your sweet kisses, your arms open wide. This fever for you was just burning me up inside. I drove all night to get to you. Is that all right? I drove all night, crept in your room, woke you from your sleep to make love to you. Is that all right? I drove all night. What in this world keeps us from falling apart?
I love that song. I love it unironically. Cyndi Lauper had the big hit with it in 1989, but it was originally recorded there by Roy Orbison before he died and was later released in 1991, 92, something like that, and went on to be a decent-sized hit in England, not so much here in the U.S. What I learned from this little compilation I have here, written by Billy Steinberg and Tom Kelly. Nice. That's some good pedigree there. Someday, I'm going to do the all Billy Steinberg and Tom Kelly show here on Crap from the Past. Hey, if you'd like to help me out with that, that'd be great. Make a big list. Send it to me, to ron@crapfromthepast.com. That'd be terrific. And odds are pretty good if I have all those songs in one place, I'll play them all in one place, because that's what I tend to do here on Crap from the Past. If you enjoy what you hear every week, consider donating to KFAI. Pledging. It's the very, very beginning of our spring pledge drive. And it doesn't feel like spring here at KFAI. It doesn't feel like much because it's dark here at the station. It's largely me and one or two other people. When we do the pledge drive here, we tend to have all the lights on and producers running around with forms and things and phone answerers, and none of that has kicked in yet. That's all starting tomorrow morning for the station. But I felt, you know, depending on when you guys listen, I know about half of you listen time shifted. So I'm sitting here on a Friday night, but you actually listen, half of you listen at some other time, presumably after Friday night, probably Monday morning, Tuesday morning, wasting the company's bandwidth, streaming the thing to your desktop at work. Oh yeah, that's good living. And if it means something to you, consider supporting the radio station that supports Crap from the Past. Pledge now. Go to KFAI.org and pledge what you can. We're not asking for $200, $300, $400. That'd be nice, but pledge what you can afford. If it's been a good year for you, consider giving a little bit back to KFAI.org. Pledge now. I've queued up a song. I forget what the song is. Oh, yeah. Well, let's hope this is what I think it is. Oh, yeah. The Art of Noise and Tom Jones. Boy, those two artists are as unlikely to work together. Oh, wait, it actually happened. They remade a Prince song. That sounds highly unlikely, and yet turned out to be a pretty good single in 1988. The song was only 3 years old at the time, and it really caught everybody off guard and became a nice left-field hit. What you probably don't realize, Kiss by the Art of Noise and Tom Jones, the version that came out here is not what came out in England. The English version was edited differently, and the edits showed up in that little bridge section. Because here in the U.S. they have that funny little bridge section where they play little excerpts from all their hits here in the U.S. and then go back to Tom Jones singing. They do the same thing in England, but in England they had a different set of hits than what was released here, which is pretty cool. And so what I'm going to play for you is that British edit, the one that didn't come out here in 1988 when the song was a hit. So this, you'll recognize most of it, but it's rearranged a little different and it's kind of cool. The Kiss from The Art of Noise and Tom Jones on Crap from the Past. Plast? Pledge now at KFAI.org.
You don't have to be beautiful to turn me on. I just need your body, baby. Till dawn. You don't need experience to turn me out. You just leave it all up to me. I'll show you what it's all about. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I just want your extra time and your kiss. You gotta not talk dirty, baby, if you wanna impress me. You can't be too flirty, mama. I know how to undress me. Let me be your fantasy, and maybe you could be mine. You just leave it all up to me. We can have a good time. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just want your extra time and your kiss. Think I better dance now. Size, maybe we could do the
Programming on KFAI is sponsored by Rice Street Music Memorabilia at 2768 Rice Street, offering a variety of new and used CDs and high-definition vinyl, including early rock and roll, soul, R&B, country, folk, and jazz. More information at ricestreetmusic.com or at 651-756-7027.
I said it's a nightmare.
Little brother, where you gonna go?
Back in the war zone.
a fun song. It sounds a little familiar, though. You may, if you listen to Crap from the Past, you probably know the Tom Jones version of If I Only Knew, which was produced by Trevor Horn and was a good size. No, it wasn't a good size hit. It should have been a good size hit when it came out in 1994, but it wasn't. What I just played for you there, the original version of If I Only Knew, as done by the guys who wrote it, Rise Robots Rise. I think they were from New York, I think. And that came out 2 years earlier in 1992. A delightful little obscurity that you'll only hear here on Crap from the Past, because that's the way you like it. It's 11:08. I should probably tell you that you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. It's beaming out worldwide from KFAI, but this week and for the next 2 weeks, it's all about KFAI, supporting the radio station that supports Crap from the Past, or Good and Country, or FUBAR Omnivores, or Democracy Now!, or whatever you listen to on KFAI, it's important that you support the radio station that you love and listen to. Because it is. I'm not going to be all heavy-handed about it. I'm saying that do your part. Make you feel good about yourself. Donate to KFAI. Go to KFAI.org. There is a little form you can enter on there. No human intervention. You don't actually have to call any phone numbers. It's all there on the website. And to sweeten the deal, I'll give you something really nice. Because I get the addresses from Foxy Pam Hill. She sends them all to me, and I can mail you stuff. If you pledge, let's do this, $25 or more at KFAI.org. If you go to KFAI.org and pledge $25 or more between now, when I'm sitting here on Friday night, and when I walk in the studio next Friday, I'll send you something really sweet. And by really sweet, it includes the pens that I found, the Crap from the Past pens. It was in this box that I had kept. I misfiled it somewhere. It's this big box that basically fell on Pretty Liz's head when she was looking for something else. No, she was not hurt, but she was a little mad. And hey, I found my pens again. So I got pens, and I'll mail them to you. $25 or more between now and next week. KFAI.org. And as long as we're talking about Tom Jones, one more song. This has a really, man, really long intro. 40 seconds. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to fill that, but I'm going to try, because I'm going to ramble on and tell you how great KFAI is and that you should pledge your financial support to KFAI. KFAI.org. $25 or more gets you something wonderful in the mail. Pledge between now and next week. I always love that little giggle in there. And if I was smart, I would have planned it so the giggle fell on something I was saying. But no, this song was later remade by Tom Jones as well. Yaz, or as they were known over there, Yazoo, from 1982. Situation. KFAI.org. Pledge now.
Who I dress for every situation. Moving through the doorway.
Don't mess around.
Move out.
You bring me down.
Move out.
Number one.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
The smoothest thing I've ever heard. Not only is it Michael McDonald who brings the smooth, does he bring the smooth. That's Jeff Porcaro playing drums and Lewis Johnson from the Brothers Johnson playing bass. That rhythm section is unstoppable. And they play that there, what you heard there, with no click track. And if you played drums or bass, to play that precisely with no click track, it's unbelievable. So it sounds simple, but boy, what a magnificent record. And every time I get to talk about it here on Crap from the Past, it just makes me so warm and fuzzy inside. I played it because it was essentially remade as Regulate around 1993-94 by Warren G and Nate Dogg. And you might have heard Nate Dogg passed away this past week. So we tip our hat to Regulate and to the song that inspired it largely. I keep forgetting, from Michael McDonald. And as long as we're doing that, we'll do one more. A woman named Loletta Holloway passed away. And she recorded what can be classified as disco, but really she was a soul singer at heart. And that was a really, really good combination. So what I'm going to play for you is the first song I ever heard by her. She'd been recording for a while at this point, but I didn't know any of it. And this song came out in 1979, and it's credited to Dan Hartman, the guy who wrote and produced it. And it is truly one of the finest disco productions. And it's got a really long intro. Actually, it's a medley of two songs, Vertigo and Relight My Fire. Vertigo is instrumental, which is what you're hearing now, so it gives me license to talk over it. Although, it goes on for like 2 minutes, and I don't think I can talk that much, but Loletta Holloway, she shows up near the end of Relight My Fire and is just testifying. It's a thing of beauty, and it worked really well on the dance floors in 1979. After this, I'll play another song that was sampled to death from Loletta Holloway, who passed away this past week. So, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past beaming me out worldwide from KFAI in Minneapolis. And this is the very beginning of the KFAI Pledge Drive, the fall Pledge Drive here on KFAI. And to entice you, go to KFAI.org. And if you pledge $25 or more between right now and next week's show, I will mail you something special. I'm not exactly sure what it's going to be. It's the Crap from the Past surprise pack. And it's guaranteed to include a pen or two, the Crap from the Past pens that you know and love so much. I found them and I'll mail them to you. KFAI.org, pledge now. Wow, I still have like 20 seconds left in this intro. I don't think I can do this much longer. Relight My Fire and Vertigo. Dan Hartman featuring Loletta Holloway on Crap. Come on. I'm not supposed to talk over a 2 minute intro. I know. I know that. I'm breaking all the rules of radio here. I think I can do it. Deep breath, deep cleansing breath. Alrighty then. On Crap from the Past. Woohoo!
KFAI is sponsored in part by Southside Pride Newspaper, locally owned and operated for 20 years, delivering 48,000 copies door-to-door and at coffee shops and area businesses each month in the Phillips Powderhorn, Nokomis, and Riverside neighborhoods of South Minneapolis. More information is available at southsidepride.com.
That, clearly, that is a Tom Moulton mix. Oh, yeah, the 12-inch single for Love Sensation from Loletta Holloway. Loletta Holloway just passed away this past week, so we're doing a couple of Loletta Holloway songs there. That came out in 1980, written and produced by, also, Dan Hartman. They worked very well together. And the vocals from that particular track inspired two other really big hits. One of them... Well, both of these were big hits in England, one of them a huge hit here, and the other one got a little bit of airplay, just a little bit, even though it wasn't released as a single. And so what I'm going to do for you, hang on a second, a little tickle there, that's no good. What I'm going to play for you in a second are the two songs that were inspired by the vocals that you heard there from Love Sensation from 1980. But first, I want to tell you, KFAI entering, about to start, well, it's already started as far as I'm concerned, the 2011 Spring Pledge Drive. I have to remember that it's spring, even though there's snow on the ground here in Minneapolis. If you're listening to KFAI from somewhere else... As you do, and I know more than half my listeners are outside the listening area here in KFAI, so you listen in on the web somehow. Regardless of how you do it, you're part of the KFAI community. It's it used to be back in the old days when we were just a little FM station. Well, our community was the area that surrounded our little transmitter, which was Minneapolis and St. Paul and not much else. But since we started streaming years and years ago, the community has certainly broadened. And we reach people like Colin, who listens every Saturday morning over in England, which is really amazing to me. If you listen from where you're listening to, and the fact that I can sit here in this little chair at KFAI in Minneapolis and broadcast to you, well, that's a really special thing. I think it's pretty terrific. And none of it happens without your listener support. You, as a listener, support what you love. Support the radio station that supports Crap from the Past. Go to KFAI.org right now and pledge what you can afford. If you've had a good year, that's great. You can give a little more to KFAI. If you've had better years, if this is a little tough for you, that's okay. Give what you can afford. The important part is that you support the radio station that supports Crap from the Past. And for all donations, all pledges of $25 or more at KFAI.org that I get between now and next week, I'll send you something special. It's the Crap from the Past Mystery Prize Pack. I'll put something good in it. Oh, yeah. And guaranteed it will include the Crap from the Past pens. I'll probably throw two or three in the envelopes because I'm that kind of guy. And I'm just delighted that I found the box. The pens were lost for about a year in the Crap from the Past basement. Oops. I found them because they fell on Liz's head. Liz was not amused by that. Alrighty then. So we talked about KFAI.org. You got it? You clear on that? Okay, I'm going to move on. We talked about Loletta Holloway. And those vocals from Love Sensation turning up everywhere. Okay, if it's still fresh in your mind, this was a number one single from 1990, from England, that is. This is the Italian group Black Box and Ride on Time on Crap from the Past.
Gonna get up, gonna get up, gonna get up.
Programming on KFAI is sponsored by Rice Street Music Memorabilia, 2768 Rice Street in St. Paul, featuring a wide selection of new and used CDs and high-definition vinyl. Rock and roll, soul, R&B, folk, jazz, country, and special orders. More information at ricestreetmusic.com or 651-756-7027.
Feel it, baby.
Oof. that hasn't gotten better with time, has it? And it's nearly 20 years old. Good Vibrations, a gigantic hit for Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. That's Mark Wahlberg, who went on to have a very brief music career after he was an underwear model, and then he was Marky Mark. Then he left that all behind and got into movies and did some good stuff. And just this past week, I actually saw a movie he was in called The Fighter, which won a couple of Oscars. It's a pretty good film. And Mark Wahlberg does just fine. Man, he's buff. And that's, I can say that being a guy and not being nearly as buff as Mark Wahlberg, but I don't think anybody is. So anyway, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber rambling on aimlessly. Such rambling would never be tolerated on a commercial radio station. Nope, it's gotta be the left end of the dial. And what better way to spend your time in the left end of the dial than KFAI? If this is important to you, if this is a part of your weekly routine, whether you're on the way home from whatever you're doing on Friday night, or you're wasting time on Monday mornings, Crap from the Past, a part of your week. It's certainly a part of my week and has been for over 19 years, but if it's part of your week, consider stepping up, becoming a member of KFAI. It's really important. Give what you can afford. If you don't have to give hundreds and hundreds of dollars, that's just not reasonable, but step up, go to kfai.org and pledge what you can afford. If you pledge right now, well, between now and next week's show in the next 7 days, at $25 or more at kfai.org, I will mail you a package of goodies, including a couple of Crap from the Past pens, which I have recently unearthed from the Crap from the Past basement. Good stuff there. Alrighty then, so I won't beat you over the head with it. That's the job for next week. Oh, I should tease next week's show. Next week, Danger Man will be sitting in with me. You may remember Danger Man from the team of Babs and Danger Man, who had this very, very time slot before I got it. They were on the air for a good 7, 8, 9 years doing Friday Night Poker Party, and they retired the show about 8 years ago when I got this time slot. So I talked to his parole officer, and everything's a go. Danger Man will be sitting in with me next week. It's going to be really tremendous because you're going to laugh your butt off, and you're going to want to make sure you tune in. It's important, right? KFAI.org right now. Pledge your financial support. Get it done now so I won't have to nag you next week. Because I'll nag you next week. Now, two really unpretentious singles. Really unpretentious. If you think about the band The Outfield, if you just have just a passing knowledge of the pop music stuff, you know Your Love, Josie's on a Vacation Far Away. That's the brilliant opening line for the song. Your Love, a fine song from 1986. The Outfield just got better and better for a little while, and then got worse and worse. And we won't talk about the worse and worse part. They peaked far and away with the album called Voices of Babylon, which came out in 1989. A little too, I don't want to say quirky, because there's nothing quirky about these very straightforward pop songs, but a little uncommercial sounding. As in 89, Janet Jackson was big in 1989. Things were pointing themselves a little bit more towards the dance floor, a little bit less away from the introspective. It's not even introspective. I don't know how to describe this. In fact, what I'm just going to do, I'm going to play the first single and then the second single from the Voices of Babylon album, because I've been driving around in the car to this thing and I love it to death. From 1989, Voices of Babylon. This is The Outfield. Two great little pop songs that I'm going to play for you right here. KFAI Pledge Drive, consider pledging it right now at kfai.org. The Outfield on Crap from the Past.
slim and spidery, dressed in a bandit fantasy of leather and thongs and high boots, shaking and gyrating and working his audience into a calculated fever. He was describing
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
I told you it was an unpretentious little song there. My Paradise from the Voices of Babylon album From the Outfield. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and craftfromthepast.com. The Outfield, a British group. I'm going to play one more single from a British group, and then True Brit takes the airwaves on KFAI, so you're going to want to stay tuned. Remember, pledge at KFAI.org. I'm going to take you out with Squeeze from 1981. Is That Love? I'll see you next week. Bye!
You've left my ring by the soap. Now is that love? You cleaned me out, you could say broke. Now is that love? The better, better, better it gets, the more forget that that is love. You won't get dressed, you walk about. Now is that the teasing glances push me out? Now is that the tougher, tougher, tougher it gets, the more my lips frequent. Now that is love. Beat me up with your letters, your walk. Drink. Now is that love that's making you think? You called my bluff, I'm not so hot. Now is that love? My assets froze while yours have dropped. Now is
making you think. You made my bed the finger points. Now is that love? The more you, more you, more you cool down, the easier love is found. Now that is love.